Hello, everyone. Now we're into the 11th level of forgiveness, as described in the Tomer Devorah of Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, and my translation and commentary, the Kabbalah of Forgiveness. And I call this level, Do More for Those Who Do More. Basically, as we mentioned in the previous video, levels 10, 11, and 12 are a triad. Level 10 is suggestions for how to deal with the average person, the strangers, people you don't know or have very casual acquaintance with, and they seem to have, you know, average level of morality and decency and so on. This level deals with people who obviously give of themselves much more to society. This level deals with people who do more in general. They are spiritually and materially generous with their time, their resources, and their energy. They may be people who you still have a very casual relationship with, but because of their professions, they're involved always in helping other people, or because of just their nature and their, you know, what you hear about them, they're always giving to other people. So you consider people like, for example, teachers, who often forego more lucrative careers in order to engage in education, who are dedicated to the idea of raising up youth and giving them more opportunities in life and more understanding the world about them. Certainly people who put their life on the line to protect the community, like first responders, firemen, policemen, people like that, ambulance drivers, people who are like out there trying to make sure that people are kept safe. And it might be people who, you know, you just... they have a regular job, let's say they're an accountant or something like that, but they're always, you know, lending a helping hand. In synagogue, for example, they might be the people who are always clearing up the tables at the end of the meal or making sure that the chairs are placed back in where they should be and things like that. You know, just people who tend to be generous and tend to, you know, always care for others and expend of themselves for others without necessarily doing so for a monetary or a, you know, reward in terms of honor, things like that. And the Tomer Devorah says that with these people, when they slip up, as people inevitably do, no matter how wonderful they are, then you have to think to yourself, okay, this person made a mistake, this person treated me wrongly, this person was a little sharp with me this morning. You know, my first inclination would be to react and to say, wait, what are you doing? Why would you speak to me like that? But in reality, the Ramak says you should go beyond what you would normally do for the average person, because you know that this person that you're dealing with is someone who gives of him or herself to the community. And so you should, like Abraham was very kind. This level, by the way, in Hebrew is called Chesed LaAbraham, kindness for Abraham. So just as Abraham was someone who was constantly looking for opportunities to benefit, you know, travelers and offer them hospitality and things like that, which was a very, very important quality in the ancient Near East because of its, you know, very dangerous climate. So if you see people who are like Abraham, people who are always looking to do more for others, then reach deep inside yourself and give them just a little bit more space when they do wrong. Try a little bit harder to forgive them because they are always trying hard to do something for other people. They have a demonstrated history of kindness, and so you should try hard to give them just a little bit more forgiveness than the average bear. To give you a few pragmatic examples of how you might want to apply this 11th characteristic, this 11th level in your own life, you know, like let's say, for example, you're driving down the street. Why do I have all these driving metaphors? I don't know. Well, let's say you're driving down the street and you see someone walking and you think to yourself, I wonder why he's walking. Normally he drives back and forth, but maybe his car's in the shop. So with a total stranger, even if you recognize them, you might just pass them on by. But if you think about the 11th level and you say, you know, that person who's walking right now, he's always the kind of person who's always looking to help others. He's always doing nice things here and there. You know what? Why don't I see if I can stop? It'll take me a couple extra minutes. I'll ask him if he needs a lift and I'll take him home myself or take him wherever he's going. You know, this is kind of like pushing it just a little bit further, trying to do a little bit more because you know that that person does more. Eh, not such a great example, but you know, we only have a couple more of these left and by now you should be an extremely forgiving person, right? Okay, I hope you enjoyed this video and I hope you'll check out level 12.